Let me start this time by saying Pat and I have missed seeing your loving faces for over a month, almost 2 months, actually. And we hope and pray this new chapter in your church life is going well. I have a special surprise by seeing Pastor Gary and Frankie I didn't expect. But let's pray together and then read our main text for our time together, which is Colossians 1, 15 through 23. Let's pray. Our text, Colossians 1, 15 through 23. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions, yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body, you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it.
那让我们一起来读今天的这个主要的经文吧。哥罗西书的第一章十五节到二十三节。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以前，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、 掌权的，一概都是借助他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在万事上主首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面住住。 既然借着他在十字架上所流的血，就成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁。 没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己前面。只要你们在属性的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被动引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们 所听过的，也是全普天下万人听的。瓦保罗也做了这福音的执事。
阿门。I've been meeting with some other pastors for the last 5 weeks to discuss a conference about the centrality of Jesus to all scripture and thus all sermons we might present. For that reason, the title was Preaching Christ in a Postmodern World.
那在过去的五周年呢，我一直与其他的牧师啊在聚会，就是讨论一场啊关于耶稣在整本圣经中的中心地位，也是我们所有讲道的意讲道中心的一种会议。会议的主题就是在后现代世界中传讲基督耶稣。
For those of you that are not familiar with the ideal of a postmodern world, it just means where there are absolutely no absolute truths. Think about that.
那对于那些可能不太熟悉后现代世界、这一概念的人来说，他的意思就是绝对不存在任何绝对真理。我们大家想一想。
Now, I've also been listening, Pat and I have been listening daily to an online sermon or sermons from a very good pastor based on the life of Joseph in Genesis. If you read the story of how he was terribly mistreated, he was sold into slavery in Egypt, and yet through it all, he became a powerful leader to save God's people.
那这些日子呢，我也在跟 Pat 一起在线听了一位非常优秀的牧师的讲道，他的内容是基于创世纪中约瑟的一生。如果你读过那个故事的话，你就会知道他是如何遭到了极大的不公，被卖到埃及为奴。然而在这一切当中呢，他却成了一位有权柄的领袖，用来拯救神的子民。
So how should we tell the story of Joseph to others? Do we emphasize that Joseph was such a wise and faithful man to God, and we should try to be like that ourselves? Furthermore, he had this amazing technicolor coat, which adds to the story.
那么呢，我们也应该就是如何向别人讲述约瑟的故事呢？我们是否要强调的是约瑟是多么的智慧，多么的忠心于神并且我们也应该努力的去效法他。那此外有一点就是他那件彩衣也为故事增添了不少色彩。
Or rather, do we bring out what a picture of Christ Joseph was, and our lives are to be lived out in faith so that they are also a picture of Jesus living in us? Have you read Mark 10:18?
还是说呢，我们应当指出约瑟是基督的一个预表，而我们的生命也应当凭着信心活出来，成为耶稣活在我们里面的写照。你曾经读过马可福音的十章的十八节吗？
Jesus talking to another leader in Mark 10:18 said, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good."
主耶稣在对其他的那个领导使徒的说就是马可福音的第十章的十八节。耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神一位之位再没有良善的。
This is a case of Jesus trying to point to his deity, and he tells the rich young ruler that he tells him about, but he uses a true statement which is very important to me to remember. Only God is good.
这是耶稣试图指出他的神性，他对那位少年财主所说的话，他使用了一句非常真实而且对我来说非常重要的一句话，就是只有神是良善的。
There was a lyric in a Christian song that goes like this. Listen carefully. I'm the most, you're the least, and that's the nature of the beast. If there's anything good, it's not coming from me. That is to say, anything really good according to God is coming from Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
有一首基督教歌 教基督教歌曲里面有一首这样的歌词哦，啊，我是至高的，你是至低的，这就是人的本性。若有什么是良善的，那绝不出于我。也就是说，活在神眼中啊，真正的良善呀，都是借着圣灵从耶稣而来，进入我们生命当中。
I know that in our counterculture today, many are saying, I can do all these good things without God. In this conference of preaching Christ, it was said, if you break the first commandment of the ten, which is that statement expresses, you can't possibly keep the rest of God's ten as they're intended to be.
我知道在当今这种反文化思潮中啊，许多人在说啊，即使没有神呢，我也能够做啊，所有这些好事啊，在这次关于传讲基督的这个会议当中啊，我们提到，如果你违背了十诫中的第一条，而这种说法也是如此，你就不可能按照神原来的本意去遵守其他的九条。
Exodus 20:3, the first commandment, you must not have any other gods but me.
出埃及记的第二十章的三节，除了我一位，你不可以别的神。
Did you already include it?
Yeah, we already did.
Okay. All right. So, how would I know? I tend to agree with that for this reason. If you're looking to any other so-called God or yourself for true good, you're robbing the one true God of His glory. Well, enough for that introduction. Let me go to the message today. Why is it important to be Jesus-centric?
在这一点呢，我是认同的，就是如果你把真正的良善寄托在任何其他所谓的神或者你自己身上啊，你就是在夺取独一真神的荣耀。好了，今天的前言就到此为止。那让我们进入今天的信息，为什么以耶稣为中心如此重要？
Let's look at four of the reasons why it's important to be Jesus-centric. I'm sure there are many more than these four, but I will present these to you. Number one, we will understand the true character of God much better.
那我想用四个理由来回答这个问题啊。那第一个问题呢，就是说
，Number 14。
I think we missed some stuff there. Number 14. 让我们看看第四个啊，第四个，那为什么以耶稣为中心如此重要？当然我相信不止这四个。Yeah, please.
Number 2, we will see his hand in all of creation more clearly.
刚才我错过了第一个就是我们要更深刻的认识神真实的品格，第二点就是我们要更清楚的看见他在一切创造中的作为。
Number three, we will never have to wonder who's really leading in our church life.
第三点呢，就是我们要不必疑惑，就是在我们的教会生活中究竟是谁在真正带领。
And number four,we will truly appreciate what it means to have complete access to and a peaceful relationship with the creator of the universe.
那第四点是我们真正的体会到完全进入并与宇宙的创造主建立和平关系意味着什么。
So number one, the first reason I would like to give to my why question to have a Jesus-centric life is we will understandthe true character of God much better. Now, before we go to Colossians chapter 1, we can see the same thing in Hebrews 1:3a.
那我要回答的第一个问题是为什么要过以耶稣为中心的生活的第一个理由是我们会更深刻的认识神真实的品格，在我们查看哥罗多西书第一章之前呢，也可以在希伯来书第一章的三节上半节看到同样的道理。
Hebrews 1:3a. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command.
那我们一起来读一下希伯来书的第一章三节吧。它是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就在高大至
Now we see the same thing expressed to the Jews in the book of Hebrews was expressed to the Gentiles in this first chapter of Colossians 15a, where in fact the word used for image is an exact representation.
那现在我们看到就是在希伯来书中啊，向犹太人所表达的，同样也在哥罗西书一章十五节上半部分向外邦人表达出来的。事实上那里所用的形象一词啊，意思是完全准确的彰显。
I skipped a part, I realize that now, but we'll just go ahead. I'm sorry. You know, I love to sit on my deck, Pat and I both, it's in the south, and just to close my eyes and feel the warmth of the sun on my face. That's the S-U-N. But Jesus, the S-O-N, is the radiance of God coming from up above to warm our souls and hearts. No one other than God can really do that.
Yeah, 刚才我就是复了一段啊，就是刚才我翻译的时候，感觉有点，但是就是我很喜欢坐在我的露台上啊，闭住眼睛呢，感受阳光照在脸上的温暖。耶稣这位圣子正是从天而来的神的荣光啊，温暖我的灵魂和心。除了神自己，没有任何人能真正做到这一点。
I'm going to go back and pick up 12 and 13 for a good
okay, reason. Okay, okay. Yeah.
There's a verse, I'm sure you've heard me quote it numerous times, Psalm 37:4. This is a really important verse to me, which it has a dual side to it.
Yeah.那让我们呢回去一段啊，就是在有一节经文呢，我相信你们听过啊很多次了，我引用过很多次了，那就是诗篇的第37节的四节，这节经文有两个层面，
Psalm 37:4 Take delight in the Lord and He will give you your heart's desires.
诗篇的第37章4节又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
As we worship and glorify God for His goodness, there are some consequences coming from that which He places in our life. Just like the first commandment, the delighting of the Lord must come first, but flowing from that are blessings God wants to give us in our lives at this time.
当我们因神的良善而敬拜荣耀他的时候啊，会有一些结果会随之而来，神也会把这些放在我们的生命当中，就像第一条诫命一样，想要以耶和华为乐而从中流淌出来的是神此时此刻想要赐给我们生命中的祝福。
So Paul wasn't trying to bring the Colossians some new, never heard amazing thoughtsRather, he was just wanting to remind them of some of the key points that he knew they had already been taught.
保罗并不是想啊给他们带来一些从未听过令人惊叹的新思想。相反呢，他只是想提醒他们一些关键的要点，这些都是他知道他们早已被教导过的真理。
Paul had also learned there was some false teaching going on in the neighborhood.It was false teaching to distract these believers.
保罗呢也知道，就是在他们周围啊出现了一些错误的教导。这些错误的教导的目的呢，就是要分散并迷惑这些信徒。
It's still amazing to me that today some preach and teach Jesus never said he was God, and no one else ever did either. I'm sorry, but what Bible are you reading? In 15b, Colossians 1:15b, it makes it clear, because the only thing that is not created is God the Creator.
直到今天呢，仍然让我感到惊讶的是，有些人宣讲并教导说，耶稣从未说过自己是神，也没有任何人这样说过。很抱歉的是，你读的是哪一本经圣经呢？在一章的十五节下半部分呢，已经清楚的表明，因为唯一不是被造的，就是创造主神自己。
All individual stories point to Jesus, even in the Old Testament, where Jesus is the true type of Adam, Abel, Abraham. Every story is really about Jesus. In fact, it definitely shows the persons of Jesus speaking to Moses from the burning bush, and there he's referred to as the angel of the Lord.
所以那些单个的故事都指向耶稣啊，即使在旧约中也是如此。耶稣是真正的亚当、亚伯、亚伯拉罕的日表。每一个故事啊，都是关于耶稣的。事实上呢，经文呢，圣经清楚的显示，就是在燃烧的荆棘中啊，向摩西说话的正是耶稣。那时他被称为耶和华的使者。
This is what Jesus reminded to the Pharisees who knew the Old Testament well when he spoke John 8:58, which he went back even before Moses.
那正是啊，耶稣在约翰福音的第八章五十八节中提醒那些非常熟悉旧约的法利赛人呢，就是那些内容呢，是甚至可以追溯到摩西之前。
Jesus answered these Pharisees in John 8:58, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am.
啊，耶稣在回答这些法利赛人的时候，他是这么说的：我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕，就有了我。
So when people say they would believe in God, but he can't be seen, on the contrary, the world has seen this God of the universe, creator of all, lover of our souls. So you can tell others, if you want to see God, look at Jesus' life, his death and resurrection.
当人们说他们愿意相信神，但神是看不见的。恰恰相反，这个世界已经看见了这位宇宙的神，万物的创造主，所有灵魂的爱者。因此啊，你可以告诉别人呢，如果你想看见神，就去看耶稣的一生、他的死亡以及他的复活。
Jesus was someone that the whole world knows historically, and he was here on earth as a man for 33 years. We see no other historical figure has ever affected the course of the world like Jesus. Clearly, the love and goodness of God are revealed in Jesus.
耶稣是一位啊，全世界在历史上都认识的人呢。啊，他以人的生活在地上生活了33年，我们看不到任何其他历史人物啊，像耶稣一样如此深刻的影响世界的进程呢。显然，神的爱与良善。在耶稣的身上得到完全的彰显。
The perfections of God are accurately and fully represented by Jesus in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I have made the statement many times that Jesus really is the only hero in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Others on their best day are reflections of him.
那神一切完全的属性呢，在旧约呀、新约中都借助耶稣啊，被准确而且完全的彰显出来。我多次说过这样一句话，就是耶稣实际上是旧约和新约中唯一真正的英雄。其他人即使在他们最好的状态下，也只是他的一个影像而已。
Now this image of God is exact in terms of character rather than physical image, since God is spirit. No one has seen him. Colossians teaches God has been made visible in character by Jesus who came in the flesh.
那这种神的形象在品格上是完全准确的，而不是指他未在的形体，因为神是灵。 哥罗西书教导我们呢，神借着道成肉身的耶稣，在品格上是被显现、被看见的。
It's incredible to think when we focus on Jesus above all, we are shown the fullness of God's infinite goodness and what that cross does to our hearts and life.
当我们把目光专注在耶稣基督基督耶稣的身上的时候啊，就神的这个无限的善良就向我们完全显明，而这对我们的内心呢和生命所产生的影响实在令人惊叹。
I appreciate the New Living Translation, the NLT, which helps unpack a few verses that could be misunderstood if just glanced at in other translations. This is true in verse 15b, as other good translations read that Jesus is the firstborn of all creation.
我很欣赏那个在新生命译本中的因为他帮我更好地理解一些经文，这些经文如果只有在其他译本中呢，这翻译本中匆匆看一下的话，可能会被误解。这一点在十五节下半节尤为明显。那其他的这种翻译本也把它作为，就把它翻译成耶稣是万有之先的长子。
So some hear Jesus is firstborn of creation and think he is a created being, but clearly,That can't be true in the context of 15b, existing before anything was created. It really speaks of the rights and privileges of a firstborn son who has ruling authority.
有些人一听到万有之先的长子就认为是耶稣是被造的存在。但实际上在15节下半节接着上下文看一下的话，这显然不可能成立，因为他在一切被造之物以前就已经存在。这里真正强调的是长子他所拥的特权和权利，也就是统治的权柄。
So biblically, it's not that he is part of creation, but rather has supreme authority over all creation. Therefore, as much as we enjoy learning about the life of Jesus, his deeds,As fully man, we really worship him as fully God for his supremacy as creator God over all creation.
那从圣经的角度来看，重点并不是他属于被造的一部分，而是他对一切受造之物拥有至高无上的权柄。因此，尽管我们喜欢学习耶稣作为完全之人的一生呢，作为，但我们真正敬拜他，是因为他作为创造主。创造主之神在万有之上应有至高的主权。
And this brings me to my second reason for a Jesus-centric life, which is we will see his hand in all of creation more clearly.
这就把我们带到第二个理由，就是今日以耶稣为中心生活的第二个理由，我们会更清楚地看见他在一切创造中的作为。
This term in verse 16, through him and for him, speaking of Jesus, is a very specific term, and it doesn't mean at the exclusion of God the Father and the Holy Spirit. It does clearly show us Jesus is not included in those things created.
那第十六节中啊，说的借着他造的，又是为他造的，这是一个非常具体的表述，指的是耶稣。并不是要排除父神和圣灵，但他清楚地向我们表明，耶稣并不包含在被造之物当中。
I love to put the creation story of Genesis 1 up next to the chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. These verses really bring Jesus into focus, not only who he is, but also his place in creation.
当我读圣经的时候，我很喜欢把创世纪第一章和约翰福音第一章放在一起做对照来看，因为这些经文真正的把耶稣清楚地呈现在我们眼前，不仅显明他是谁，也显明他在创造中的地位。
Genesis 1, God literally spoke the world into existence, and in John 1, the word spoken is Jesus.Who was with God and is God and who brought all things into existence that exist.
在创世纪第一章中，神用话语创造了世界，而在约翰福音第一章中，那被说出的话语就是耶稣，他与神同在，他就是神，万有都是借着他而有的。
Now, even so, that didn't start the glory of Jesus, as mentioned in John 17:5.
即使如此，耶稣的荣耀并不是从那时才开始的。
John 17:5, Jesus speaking, Now, Father, bring me into the glory we shared before the world began.
约翰福音的第十七章第五节所提到的是父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
Notice, Jesus was with God the Father before the world existed, and they shared glory, which God never was known to share his glory with any created angelic being or human.
那请注意的是，耶稣在世界尚未存在之前就已经与父神同在，并且他们共享荣耀，而神从未被记载与任何受造的天使和人类分享他的荣耀。
Now, just because some of you can't understand the physics, maybe except you and others, of time being a created object. Jesus clearly is transcendent over time.And has authority over all things created.
如果你对这个时间本身呢，也是被造之物概念不是很理解的话，我们可能在座的都不是很理解。除了，我们的帅老师还有其他，朋友理解，就是啊，但可以清楚的知道，就是耶稣超越时间，并且对一切被造之物拥有权柄。
Verse 16 of Colossians 1 says, He created all things in heaven and on earth, and it also mentions rulers and authorities in the unseen world, which certainly means the angels that glorify God, as well as those that followed Satan in rebellion against God.
哥罗西书的第一章十六节，他创造了天上和地上的一切，也提到那看不见世界中的执政者和掌权者，这当然包括那些荣耀神的天使，也包括那些跟随。
Jesus not only created Satan, he has all authority over him. Don't let anyone tell you the two are brothers. In fact, as many talk about end times now, there's no debate over whether good or evil will win. God has already won the battle.And his people are more than victors, as Romans 8:37 tells us.
前面漏了一句，也包括那些跟随 Lucifer 啊，他是背叛神的天使啊。啊，耶稣不仅创造了撒旦，他也对撒旦拥有完全的权柄。不要让任何人告诉你他们是兄弟。事实上呢，如今许多人在谈论末世的时候啊，善和恶谁会得胜，根本没有争论的空间。神早就已经赢了这场战争，他的子民更是得胜有余。
Romans 8:37 No, despite all of these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us.
罗马书的第八章三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余。
So why is it important to see creation more clearly?Because it helps us understand matters mentioned in Ephesians 6:12.
为什么要更清楚地认识创造如此重要呢？因为这帮助我们理解以弗所书第六章的十二节所提到的属灵征战。
Ephesians 6:12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world,against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places.
我们来一起读一下以弗所书的第六章的十二节。因我们并不是属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵
Since we know Jesus created these spiritual forces, we know he also has authority over them. That tells us we're not in a battle with our neighbors or people that believe differently than us.
既然我们知道这些属灵的势力是耶稣所创造的，我们也就知道他同样对他拥有权柄。这就告诉我们，我们并不是在与邻舍和那些信仰不同的人争战。
We're to love others and only speak the truth to them in love. Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, only has the ability and authority to change their hearts.
我们的使命是去爱人，并且只用爱心说诚实话。 唯有耶稣借着圣灵才有能力和权柄改变人的心。
Notice in that verse 16, Jesus isn't only the creator, but also the goal of creation, created for his glory. Nothing in the universe exists for its own sake, but only to glorify God and make his goodness known.
在第16节中啊，耶稣不仅是创造主，他也是创造的目标，万有是为他的荣耀而被造的。宇宙中没有任何事物都是为自身来存在的，乃是为了荣耀神，并彰显他的良善。
In verse 17, we see Jesus not only initiated creation, he also holds it together. Even though some try to teach things or evolve into a better and better state, they know that contrary to real science, which basically says things are naturally moving from order to disorder or falling apart.
在第十七节中我们可以看到，耶稣不仅开始了创造，他也托住万有。 尽管有人试图教导说万物正在不断进化，变得越来越好，但他们其实知道这与真正的科学是相违背的，因为科学基本上告诉我们，万物自然的是从有秩序的状态走向混乱的状态，并最终走向瓦解。So
Jesus holds all things together that need to be held together by the word of his power, both in the material world and the spiritual world.
那耶稣用他大能的话语啊，托住一切需要被托住的事物，无论是物质的世界呢，还是属灵的世界。Knowing
that Jesus has the central place in creation gives us the assurance when the world looks like it's falling apart, his hand is completely in control. So it's not over until he says it's over.
那我们知道耶稣在创造中居于这样一个中心的位置的话，使我们在世界看似分离奔袭的时候，仍然觉得就是有确据，因为他的手啊完全掌权，完全掌控一切。所以在他说结束之前，一切都还没有结束。So
this brings us to a more focused vision than the whole world, and that is the one church, which is the body of Christ in the whole world. It includes all nations and all people groups that belong to his body.
那这就把我们的视角呢，从整个世界带到一个更具体的焦点，那就是那独一的教会，也就是遍布全世界基督的身体。它包括所有属于他身体的万国万民。So
a third reason to have a Jesus-centric life is we will never wonder who's really leading in our church life.
那 以耶稣为中心的生活的第三个理由啊，就是我们将永远不要有疑问，在我们的教会生活中，究竟是谁在真正带领？We
see that in the Colossians 1:18.
你可以从这个18节可以看到。So
the focus shifts from the whole universe to specifically his newest creation, the church. The church is a worldwide family that trusts Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins and follows him.
那这里的这个焦点就从整个的宇宙啊，转向到他最新的一个创造，那就是教会。教会是一个遍及全球的属灵的家庭，那信靠耶稣得罪的赦免，并且要跟随他。
It's not an organization, but a living body with Jesus as the head of believers all over the world. Jesus is the one who brought this body to life, who brought it into existence, and the only one that can restore all his family to eternal life. I'd say that makes him pretty central.
教会不是只是一个组织啊，而是一个活的身体。耶稣是全世界所有信徒的那个头，是耶稣使这个家庭得着生命，使它存在，也只有他能够使他的全家恢复到永恒的生命。我想呢，这足以说明他在这个活的身体中啊，就是一个非常重要的地位。
The center place of Jesus in the church includes our new birth.Spiritual growth also includes our day-to-day church life and how we serve and build up the body. This culminates us through our resurrection to eternal life.
耶稣是教会的主体啊，它涵盖了我们的重生、属灵的成长，也包括我们日常的教会生活，以及我们如何服侍并建立基督的身体。这一切最终通向我们符合进入永恒的生命。
That's why further in verse 18, I like the new living because it points this out in a different way. It says more clearly because some translations make it sound like Jesus was the first one resurrected.
那在第十八节的后半部分呢，我们可以看到耶稣是教会的头，并且在一切从死里复活的人中之首位。在这里我们这次欣赏的是新译本的新生命译本呢，因为他把这一点表达得更加清楚，而有些译本听起来好像耶稣只是第一个复活的人。
So this in verse 18 again says, it means he is the, you know, others will say, they look at these translations, being firstborn of the dead. Well, what aboutLazarus or the little girl Tabitha and others, they were resurrected before Jesus.
有一些译本就说耶稣是从死里复活的长子，这同样指的是他至高的地位哦。但如果有人只是熟悉耶稣生平的故事呢，可能就会问了：拉撒路呢？那个小女孩杜迦呢？还有其他人呢？
No, it points out he's the one to show us what it looks like and how we will follow in that resurrection. He was the first rose from death to eternal life. He's central to that resurrection, and his resurrection is our guarantee of resurrection to the same eternal life.
那这个经文的意思就是啊，耶稣是第一个向我们展示复活是什么样子，以及我们如何在复活中跟随他的人。他是第一位从死亡进入永恒生命，他在复活中居于中心地位，而他的复活正是我们也将复活进入同样永恒生命的保证。
I think it's very important that we're reminded and realize Jesus is the only head and center of the church. Hopefully then, the less we will have struggles between groups of saints that all belong to the same church and are all under the same head of that church.
因此呢，就不断地被提醒，并真正认识到耶稣是教会唯一的头和主，这是极其重要的。这样的话，我们也许就能更少看到那些同属一个教会、同在一个元首之下的圣徒之间起争执。
Now the idea of recognizing the importance of Jesus being central in our church life leads very nicely into why it's important for our remaining life here on earth.I have to tell you that I have a slight disagreement with the speakers of this conference. I talked about Christ-centered preaching.
那认识到耶稣在教会生活中主体的这个重要性呢，也自然就引导我们思考，为什么这对我们余下在地上的生命啊同样重要呢？我必须坦白地说啊，在这次以基督为中心的讲道的这个会议中间，我与一些讲员有个一点点不同的看法。
Some in that conference discussion made it sound very spiritual to only think of God's glory, and any thought of our own interest is making it about us and not Him only. To Jeremiah, God has said much about His glory in his chapter 9.
那在这个会里面呢，就是讨论的时候啊，有些人听起来非常的属灵，认为只应当思想神的荣耀，而任何关于自己自身意趣的想法，都会将焦点从神转移到我们自己身上。神在耶利米书第九章中也对耶利米也都是谈到他的荣耀。
In that chapter 9, he says, I want my people to know and understand about me is that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love, who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things.
他说啊，他希望他的子民认识并明白关于他的一件事，就是他是那位施行不变之爱的耶和华，他在地上施行公平和公义，并且他喜悦这些事情。
So to see the glory of the love and justice God delights in, it's poured out to us and received, and there is our blessing.
当我们看见神所喜悦的爱和公义的荣耀，并且将这些荣耀倾倒在我们自己身上的时候啊，被我们领受的时候啊，就我们就有福了。
Therefore, my fourth important reason for a Jesus-centric life is we will truly appreciate what it means to have complete access to and a peaceful relationship with the loving and just creator of the universe.
那以耶稣为中心的生活的第四个理由，也是非常重要的一个理由的是，就是我们会真正体会到完全进入并与这位充满爱与公义的宇宙创造主建立和平关系意味着什么。
There are so many crazy things going on in the world today, and many seem to have no hope. Jesus is our real peace and hope, and we should tell those that are without hope about him.
那当今世界正发生了许多令人困惑甚至疯狂的事情了，许多人的似乎已经失去了盼望，耶稣才是真正的平安与盼望，我们应当把这些告诉那些没有盼望的人。
Verse 19, it's no small thing to say God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, since later in Colossians 2 it says Christ lives all of the fullness of God in a human body. That means you are also complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority.
那第十九节他所说的并不是一件小事，神的一切丰盛都乐意住在基督里面，因为在哥罗西书第二章中又说神一切的丰盛都以有形有体的方式住在基督里面，这也意味着你因为与基督联合而得着完全，他是超越一切执政掌权者的元首。
Everything in verse 20 refers to his heavenly kingdom and the church and not all mankind. He will reconcile all things to himself that belong to the new creation. To be reconciled means brought back into a right relationship after being totally separated.
那第二十节中所提到的一切指的是他属天的国度和教会，而不是全人类。他要使一切属于新创造的都与自己和好，所谓和好就是在完全隔绝之后啊，被重新带回到正常的关系中。
So we need to make sure we read correctly because it does not teach universalism. Universalism is a false teaching that says everyone is saved even if they reject Jesus or worship a different God than the one in the Bible.
我们必须确保就正确的理解这一点，就是因为这里并不是教导普世论，普世论是一种错误的教导，认为无论人是否拒绝耶稣或者敬拜圣经以外的其他神，最终所有人都会得到拯救。
Jesus made peace with everything in heaven and his true church since he is the Prince of Peace. This peace came at a very high price, not to believers, but to Jesus with his blood on the cross. Remember, you've received God's riches at Christ's expense.
耶稣是和平之君呢，他使天上的 天上和他真正的教会都得到和平，这份和平的代价是非常昂贵的，不是由我们信徒所付出，而是耶稣借助十字架上所流的宝血付出的。请要记住的是，你是因为基督的付出而得到神的丰盛。
Verse 21 includes all mankind who were all once far away from God, but now trust and believe Him for their salvation and the gift of eternal life with Him.
对，第二十一节中包含了所有曾经远离神的人类哦，而如今这些人信靠他，领受救恩，并得主与他同在的永恒生命。
The Bible teaches from Genesis to Revelation, we were born in sin, spiritually dead, separated from God. But in verse 22, with the sacrifice of Jesus, He provided a way for you to be brought back into His own presence in heaven.
圣经从创世纪到启示录都在教导我们，我们生来就是在罪中，属灵上是死的，与神隔绝，但在第二十二节中，借助耶稣的牺牲，他为你预备了一条道路，使你可以被带进神在天上的国中啊，天上。
Because of Jesus, you can be holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. We should remember this wasn't done with a wave of God's hand; it was through the death of Jesus' physical body and for a time His own separation from the Father.
因着耶稣，当你站在他面前的时候，你可以成为圣洁、毫无瑕疵、没有任何指控的人。我们应当记得，就是这并不是神轻轻一挥手就完成的，而是借助耶稣肉身的死亡，以及他在一段时间与父神的分离所得到的。
Verse 23, Paul finishes this section saying that they and we must continue to believe this truth. Don't allow Jesus to be considered a lower priority to anything else in the universe.
那第二十三节中啊，保留以这种提醒的方式给这一段做了一个结束。他们和我们都必须继续持守并相信这真理，不要让耶稣在宇宙中的任何事物之下成为次要的存在。
Keep Jesus as the center of your life. We have to remember how we came to peace with God, not by anything of our own doing, not by anyone else other than Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit.
那要让耶稣成为你生命的中心哦，我们必须记住，就是我们与神和好，不是靠我们自己做了什么，也不是靠任何人，而是唯独借助耶稣的大能和圣灵。
Now that's why if someone says, well, I came to God by this church leader or this organization, that's not really true. God may have used a spiritual leader, but as Jesus says in John 14:6,
那如果有人说我是借着某位教会领袖或者某个组织来到神的面前，那其实并不完全正确。神也许使用了受灵的领袖，但其实在约翰福音的第十四章的六节中是这样说的。
Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借助我，没有人能到父那里去。
Paul reminds believers to have Jesus as the center of their life. And when we do, we will truly glorify and worship Him.
保罗在不断地提醒信徒要让耶稣成为生命的救主。当我们这样做的时候，我们会真正的荣耀他，敬拜他。
Now, I think it's absolutely true to say, while Jesus, being Jesus-centric, the gospel is the center of that. I said many years ago, I never want to preach a sermon that doesn't mention the gospel in it. Today, I hope we can see from God's word how important it is to live a Jesus and gospel-centered life.
那可以肯定的说，就是当我们以耶稣为中心的时候，福音正是这个中心的核心。我多年前就说过，我从不想讲一篇 不提到福音的信息。今天我盼望我们能从神的话语中看见过一个以耶稣和福音为真心的生活是何等重要。
So even if he's not in your life, the good news is any day and especially today is a good day to invite him to be the center of your life. You do this by trusting him for the forgiveness of your sins by his death on the cross and receiving his free gift of eternal life as demonstrated in his resurrection.
那即使他现在还不在你的生命当中呢，那好消息就是，任何的一天，尤其是今天，你都可以邀请他成为你生命的救主啊！你可以凭借信靠他在十字架上的死啊，得着罪的赦免，并借着他的复活，领受他白白赐下的永恒生命。
Let's pray together.
啊，我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you that it is your Holy Spirit that teaches us these things. Regardless of who's speaking, if they make mistakes or if they don't say things exactly correct, that doesn't keep you from touching the hearts of people through your word. We just thank you that it is Jesus that does that through the Holy Spirit in our lives. That he teaches us, he reminds us, he constantly is with us to show us his love and the power that he has in our lives as we live. So we thank you for that, and we pray as we go from here that we do consider every day Jesus to be central in our life and to be our Savior, our resurrection, our King, our Holy One of Israel. We say this in his name. Amen.
Amen.